The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is John Ivey from the Triangle Radio Reading Service. For the next half hour, I will be reading to you from the February 2018 issue of Boys Life magazine. Today's programming is underwritten with support from the Raleigh Kiwanis Foundation. They can be reached at www.kiwanisfoundation.org. We're going to continue with Anchors Away, pages 14. And we have here a number of young scouts, some in the water, some on the plains. We have Christian Schwinn digs deep to remove old, unused weather equipment near Fort Jefferson in the Florida Keys as part of the Order of the Arrow Ocean Adventure Service project. Then on page 15, we have, well, when he isn't working, Bryce Henshaw and the rest of the crew enjoy the crystal clear waters of the Florida Keys. Beginning the article, William Walters stands in a shaded archway with sweat trickling down his forehead. His shirt sticks to his back as he swats away a mosquito. He's taking a break, but make no mistake about it, he's been working. The scout from Troop 39 in Maltby, Washington, is a participant in an Order of the Arrow work crew, making repairs in campsites, docks, and historic buildings. The experience, known as the OA Ocean Adventure, is a seven-day program conducted in the Florida Keys in partnership with the National Park Service and the BSA's Florida Sea Base. We spend a lot of time clearing trails and helping make this island better for visitors. In order to attend, participants must be between the ages of 16 and 20 and also be registered members of the BSA and an Order of the Arrow Lodge. We spend a lot of time clearing trails and helping make the island better for visitors, William says. But the greatest thing is just to stop and look. Out here it's so remote that it's just pristine and unique. There's no garbage, no light pollution. Everything is just naturally beautiful. Brick columns on either side of William form the hexagon-shaped perimeter of Fort Jefferson, a structure surrounded by tales of pirates, shipwrecks, and treasure. Located in Florida's dry Torgas National Park, this island fortress was built in the mid-1800s to protect United States naval ships traveling in the Florida Keys. It served as a lighthouse, a military base, and even a prison. Now, Fort Jefferson's crystal-clear waters and extraordinary marine wildlife draw visitors from across the globe. Here's a picture of three young men, Davis Kellogg, Zachary Lacombe, and Christian Schwinn, left to right, remove a pile of tree trimmings. The cool water of dry Torquedus National Park is the perfect place to chill, and we see that's what some of our young campers are doing. Our young BSA scouts. There's a trick for that. In addition to their work, OA Ocean Adventure participants also have the opportunity to snorkel, kayak, paddleboard, and swim as part of the programs offered by Sea Base to all scouts and venturers ages 13 and older. Hoist the sails of a 40-foot sailboat, troll for mahi-mahi, walk upon an island on which the population of birds far outnumbers that of humans. Watch underwater as a lobster tiptoes across the spine of a fluorescent coral. The possibilities for adventure at Sea Base really are endless. Some say the hardest part of planning a trip is helping your crew first decide on an area of interest. Do you like to fish, love to sail, want to dive, dream about rebuilding coral reefs, wish you could operate underwater robots while studying fish species? Yes, there's a trick for that. The Florida Sea Base offers specialty trips for all of these curiosities and more. Check out a detailed list of 16 adventures at go.boyslife.org/abase. Some Florida Sea Base programs are fast-paced. Some, like fishing, aren't. The experience here is so different. You're on the ocean all day. Here's a picture of Christian Schwinn, Andrew Schmidt, and Michael Zhao, left to right, clear debris near Fort Jefferson. Scouts and Ventures can even sail beyond the beautiful Florida Keys and explore the Bahamas and St. Thomas, United States Virgin Islands during live aboard sailboat charters. I've been to all of the BSA's high adventure bases, says Bryce Henshaw, an Eagle Scout from Venturing Crew 5857 in Corpus Christi, Texas. And the experience here is so different. You're next to the ocean or on an ocean all day. You see animals that you can't see anywhere else, that some people might never see. It's once in a lifetime. Resting on a walkway with his legs dangling above the lapping waves, Aaron Kaufman sits a few feet from the moat encircling Port Jefferson Island. Legend says a crocodile once called this moat home. In this case, legend is true. A lone American crocodile lived there for about 15 years until it was relocated to the Everglades due to safety concerns. Tales like this, some true, while others of piracy and treasure remain curiously unproven, are what continue to make Garden Key and the six other islands of Dry Tortugas National Park a place of lore and adventure. Scouts like Aaron, an Eagle Scout from Troop 150 in Scottsdale, Pennsylvania, trade 5 days working to improve the island for the reward of exploring the waters around Fort Jefferson during the group's afternoon downtime. I've got to do things I never dreamed I'd be able to do, like snorkeling, seeing coral reefs, witnessing outstanding wildlife, Aaron says. Scouts and venturers at Sea Base learned that with a little hard work, whether dropping anchor or reeling in a snapper, comes the perk of exploring a part of the United States not many people ever visit. Down here on the bottom of page 18, Sheridan Parkinson goes snorkeling in the gorgeous Florida Keys. BSA High Adventure Bases and OA Programs. Florida High Adventure Sea Base is one of the four high adventure bases operated by the Boy Scouts of America National Council. Each offers a unique setting for adventure you won't find anywhere else, and each has partnered with the Order of the Arrow for intense service projects. Philmont Scout Ranch offers 137,000 acres of rugged mountain wilderness in New Mexico for backpacking, horseback riding, camping, and more. New this year, Semiramicta, which offers more than 2,500 additional acres for camping and hiking. Go.boyslife.org/Philmont. The Order of the Arrow Trail Crew program is one of the best ways to experience Philmont. For the first week, participants have the chance to make a significant difference to Philmont by participating in trail building in the backcountry. The second week of the program is spent experiencing Philmont in its finest. GoBoysLife.org/OATC. The Paul R. Christian National High Adventure Base at the Summit Bechtel Reserve features whitewater river rafting, treks, zip lining, mountain biking, shooting sports, and more on the beautiful mountains of West Virginia. For information about that, go to goboyslife.org/Christian. That's C-H-R-I-S-T-E-N. The Order of the Arrow Summit Experience programs include 4 days focused on building or maintaining trails around the summit in the New River Gorge National River area. The remainder revolves around whitewater kayaking and rafting, along with mountain biking, climbing, and participation in other summit activities. For more information about the Order of the Arrow Summit Experience, go to goboyslife.org/OASE. Northern Tier National High Adventure Program offers incredible wilderness canoe treks and winter camping experiences from its bases in northern Minnesota and Canada. For more information, go to goboyslife.org/NTIER. The Order of the Arrow Wilderness Voyage Program lets arrowmen from around the country experience all that the Boundary Waters Canoe Area Wilderness in northern Minnesota has to offer. For more information, go boyslife.org/OAWV. The Canadian Odyssey program is conducted in the wild beauty of the Quetico Provincial Park of Ontario, Canada. More information, go boyslife.org/OACO. Adventure continues. Last September, Hurricane Irma made a direct hit on the Florida Keys, coming ashore near Florida's Sea Bases Britton Environmental Center on Summerlin Key. The BEC sustained damage from the storm's strong winds, rising water levels, and heavy rains. The Sea Bases main facility, located in Isla Morada, 50 miles northeast of the BEC, experienced only minor damage, but it did require a significant post-storm cleanup. This involved weeks of chainsawing, power washing, repairing buildings, collecting trash that washed onto the property, and more. All this hard work means Florida Sea Base Adventures will continue as planned this summer. Sea Base St. Thomas in the United States Virgin Islands was not as fortunate as the Florida property during Hurricane Irma. The Category 5 storm caused significant damage to the marina at which Sea Base St. Thomas operates. Repairs continue on the marina and boats. Stay tuned for updates on this program and more repairs to the base at goboyslife.org/BSAEA base. Ready, set, go. Page 20 to 21. Here's some fun stuff about the 2018 Winter Olympics. The 23rd Winter Olympics are taking place this month in South Korea. Here's what you need to know. To watch the greatest show on ice and snow. Heavy metal. Olympic medalists will hang some weight around their necks. Experts believe this year's medals will be the heaviest in Olympic history. The gold medal weighs 1.29 pounds, silver medals 1.28 pounds, and bronze medals 1.9 pounds. The Korean Hangul alphabet was incorporated into the medal's edges to spell what translates to Pyeongchang Winter Olympics. Mighty mascot. Suhu Rang is a white tiger, long considered Korea's guardian animal. Suhu means protection in Korea. Rang comes from the middle letter of Hurangai, the Korean word for tiger. Su Rang not only has spirit and passion, but also is a trustworthy friend who protects the Olympic athletes and spectators. Comeback story. If he succeeds in qualifying for the Games, American John Daly will cap one of the greatest comeback stories in skeleton, a sport in which competitors race down 1 mile of the ice headfirst at about 90 miles per hour. At the 2014 Winter Games, Daly was sitting in bronze medal position, third place, after entering the fourth and final heat. After an error put him out of the medal contention, Daly thought he was done with the sport. Now he's back and hoping for another chance. Go figure. United States champion figure skater Nathan Chen will skate for his first Olympic team after becoming the first American man to break 300 points total in both domestic and international competition. Chen is the only skater to complete all five quadruple jumps, salchow, toe, loop, loop, flip, and lutz in international competition. No NHL. The national hockey team sent its stars to five straight Olympics from 1998 to 2014, but won't be participating this year. The league decided a 17-day break to accommodate the games was too disruptive to its schedule. The 2018 USA hockey team is expected to be a mix of college players, European League players, minor leaguers, and maybe even retired NHL players. 12 teams have qualified for the men's tournament, with Russia and Canada likely to have an edge. The USA women's team will enter its tournament at top speed. Straight shooter. The United States biathlon, cross-country skiing, and rifling shooting team looks to capture its first ever Olympic medal. Three-time Olympians Lowell Bailey and Tim Burke are primed to compete at their fourth Olympics. Coming off the most successful season of his career, Billy, the first United States athlete to qualify for the 2018 Games, made history during the 2016-17 season when he became the first American biathlete to win a gold medal at a world championship with a perfect 20-for-20 in shooting. Speed skating. Dutch speed skaters won 8 of 12 gold medals and 23 medals total at the last Winter Olympics. Expect these skaters from the Netherlands to be contenders again. While typical speed skating competitions have racers duel head-to-head, there's a new event at these Olympics. In mass start, up to 24 skaters will start at the same time and race for 16 laps. Mixing it up. Curling will have a new medal opportunity. Mixed doubles. A team of one man and one woman will debut as a medal sport. This varies from the traditional men's and women's disciplines that feature four athletes per team. Mixed double teams have only 5 stones each instead of 8, and sweeping can be done by both team members. Cool fact. Curling stones weigh 42 pounds and are made of a specific dense granite found in only one place in the world, Alsa Craig in Scotland. A big deal. Snowboarders with big tricks will have a chance to wow the crowds and the judges at a new medal event. Big Air features just one single jump per run. We're talking the biggest, toughest, and most jaw-dropping spins, switches, and grabs. The final consists of 3 runs with scores from each competitor's best 2 rounds added together for the final result. Scoring for Big Air is based on DEAL. Difficulty, execution, amplitude, and how big the athlete goes and landing. Pyeongchang 2018. Fast facts. What? The Olympic Winter Games, a worldwide sports competition held every 4 years. Where? Pyeongchang, South Korea. When? February 9th through 25th. Who? Team USA expects to send about 245 athletes. Most weren't named until January during team trials or national championships after our press date. Watch on NBC. Competition. Gold, silver, and bronze medals will be awarded in each of 102 events in 15 sports. Alpine skiing, biathlon, bobsled, cross-country skiing, curling, figure skating, freestyle skiing, ice hockey, luge, Nordic combined, short track speed skating, skeleton, ski jumping, snowboard, and speed skating. Now for 2018, there are 6 medal events new to the Winter Olympics, including men's and women's big air snowboarding, men's and women's mass start speed skating, and mixed doubles curling. A new team event will mix men and women in alpine skiing. A scout is reverent. Learn more about the religion in your community on an interfaith hike. All of us are different. At the same time, we have so much in common. That's the idea behind the Theodore Roosevelt Council's Interfaith Ten Commandments hike. Around 500 scouts spent a little more than 6 hours walking through Belmore, New York, stopping at 8 houses of worship along the way. If you know what someone's faith is, it helps you respect their faith and respect them and know what their beliefs are, says Pasquale Correal, a Cub Scout from PAC 109 in Valley Stream, New York. 8 stops, 8 religious houses, all of them were different but had so much in common. At each stop, the scout spent about 15 minutes talking with a spiritual leader from the house of worship. They learned about the history of the house, the unique practices of that religion, and significant artifacts in the sanctuary. It was an eye-opening experience for many of the scouts, especially the ones who had never set foot in a house of worship other than their own. My religion is Catholic, and we don't wear hats in church, Pasquale says. In the Jewish faith, they actually put caps called yarmulkes on, and Muslims take off their shoes. And on page 25, it has pictures of some of the scouts in their visits to the various houses of worship. The Hindu presentation, the congregation Beth Or Conservative Jewish Synagogue, Jamie's Masjid Belmore Muslim place of worship, the Sheikh presentation, the BSA's Religious Emblems Program can help you learn more about your faith. Learn more. St. Barnabas the Apostle Catholic Church, and St. John Lutheran Church, Belmore Presbyterian Church. Pages 26 and 27, let's look at the heart. So a big picture of a, looks like a chocolate heart here. The heart is the official symbol of Valentine's Day. Flip the page to learn more about the boss of your blood. Heart facts. The heart beats 100,000 times per day. That is nearly 3 billion beats in a lifetime. The average human heart is about the size of a fist. It weighs less than a pound. Your heart beats each time it pumps blood. It doesn't look like anything like a Valentine's Day heart. Here's the real shape. The blue whale has the biggest heart on earth. It weighs more than 1,500 pounds. That is nearly the size of a small car. Your heart pumps more than a gallon of blood through your body each minute. Every cell in your body gets blood from the heart, except for the cornea, the clear front part of the eye. The heart is actually a muscle. It does more work than any other muscle in your body. The study of the heart is called cardiology. Pages 36 and 37. Believe in magic. Cub Scouts, even Moogles, have a blast at a Harry Potter blue and gold banquet. The invitation came from a place called Hogwarts School of Scoutcraft and Skillery. It promised magic classes, a dessert feast, and a sorting hat ceremony. That's when the Cub Scouts of Pac-19 in Dallas, Texas, knew this wasn't going to be a typical blue and gold. The blue and gold banquet is where Cub Scouts celebrate the birthday of the Boy Scouts of America. The BSA was born February 8, 1910. Many blue and golds are in February. At a typical blue and gold, Cub Scouts and their families show up to play games, receive awards, and eat blue and gold colored cake. Even a typical blue and gold is a ton of fun. But typical is not how you would describe the Pac-19 blue and gold that was held in May 2017. Our had Harry Potter blue and gold banquet was the most amazing thing I have experienced in my entire life, said Oliver Burke, a 10-year-old Weeblo Scout. It was really cool putting on the sorting hat and getting sorted into Webbledore. What's Webbledore? Just like in the Harry Potter books and movies, the Cub Scouts were sorted into houses based on their Cub Scout rank. There was Tigerin, Hufflewolf, Ravenbeeren, Wibbledore. Wibbledore, William Turner, 10, says, I never imagined I would be given my Cub Scout rank by a sorting hat, but it was fun. The adults dressed up like professors, Dumbledore, McGonagall, and Trelawney. They handed out awards, cups of butter beer, which tasted like butterscotch-flavored milk. Ravenbeeren Joseph Stadler, 9, liked the butter beer, but says his favorite part was playing Quidditch with his friends. It was fun, and everyone played, he says. That was cool. True story of Count Scouts in Action, page 38. Greg Wilcox and Nathan Grisco, both 19, and Grant Weinich, 20, were hiking at Pass Island in Washington State when Grant's brother fell 70 feet onto jagged rocks near the water. Greg and Grant climbed down the cliff to reach Grant's brother, avoiding the cliff's treacherous gaps and cutting their hands and knees on sharp rocks as they descended. Grant's brother wasn't breathing, and he had suffered a head wound and a broken leg. Greg and Grant kept calm and took turns performing CPR. Grant used his shirt to help control the bleeding. Nathan kept passersby away and sent some of their companions to the top of the trail so they could get cell phone reception and call 911. Nathan relayed information between Grant, Greg, and their friends as they talked to the operator. A passing boater tried to toss the boys his first aid kit but couldn't get close enough to shore. Greg swam out to retrieve the kit, and the boys used it to further assist Grant's brother. A police boat eventually arrived. The boys continued CPR on the boat as they took Grant's brother to a waiting ambulance. Eagle Scouts Grant Wunich, Greg Wilcox, and Nathan Crisco, all members of Venturing Crew 1171 in Farmers Branch, Texas, each received honor medal for his actions. More Scouts in Action, page 40. He saved a boy caught in a rip current. John Daly, 16, was at the beach in Atlantic City, New Jersey, when he heard someone calling for help. A young boy was being pulled away from shore by a powerful rip current. John quickly swam to help the exhausted boy. John kept him calm, told him he would be okay. John attempted to bring the boy to safety with an armpit towel, but the current was too strong. So John had the boy hold on to his back as he swam parallel to the shore to escape the current. A lifeguard threw out a flotation device and towed them the rest of the way to shore. Eagle Scout John James Daly, a member of Troop 301 in Alexandria, Virginia, received an honor medal for his actions. He saved another scout after their canoe capsized. Stuart Wright, 17, was canoeing with two other scouts near Hoover Dam in Arizona when they capsized and were thrown into cold, fast-moving water. The scouts righted their canoe but were caught in a powerful eddy. Stuart and one scout swam to shore, but the third boy became caught in the current and was pushed back to the canoe. Stuart told the other scout who made it to shore to go back to camp for help. The third scout attempted to swim back to shore, but the current overcame him. Stuart reentered the water and helped him to safety. The scout was showing signs of hypothermia and dehydration. Stuart kept him warm with dry foliage under their adult leaders arrived. Stuart then ran back to camp to retrieve blankets and dry clothes. The scout recovered and returned to camp. Stuart was treated for a foot injury suffered during the ordeal. Life Scout Stuart H. Wright, a member of Troop 617 in Poway, California, received an honor medal for his actions. Now let's head to Think and Grin, page 50. An expertise. Don't start chopping until you've seen our step-by-step axe guide. Joke of the month. Zach, what did one flame say to the other? Scott, tell me. We're a perfect match. That from Zachary S. in Washington, Illinois. A Puny Book Guide to by Val N. Times. Mike, want to hear a chemistry joke? Logan, sure. Mike, sorry. All of them argon. Argon? That's from Nathan C. in Manhattan, Kansas. So, Roman, what do you call a male hurricane? Gandalf. I don't know. What? Sir Man, a himicane. Joseph, on which side of the house do pine trees grow? Jake, which side? Joseph, the outside. That's from Joseph P. in Lansing, New York. A Puny Book, thrilling novel by Paige Turner. That from William V. in Canterbury, New Hampshire. And finally, Nat, what do you call a flower that runs on electricity? Wyatt, what? Nat, a power plant. That from Nathaniel C. in Manhattan, Kansas. We've run out of time for today's episode of Sports Illustrated for Kids. Be sure to listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm John Ivey, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. Today's programming is underwritten with support from the Raleigh Kiwanis Foundation. They can be reached at www.kiwanisfoundation.org. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast after the broadcast at our website, TriangleReadingService.org. So long until next time. If you have any comment or question, please call 919-832-5138.